till 1935. Go back to history. So they went to see the Archbishop, and I think it's for the permission of the new congregation. So when I left the Archbishop's house, I heard the following words in my soul. To confirm your spirit, I speak through my representatives in accordance with what I demand of you. But know that this will not always be so. They will oppose you in many things, and through this, my grace will be manifest in you, and it will be evident that this matter is my doing. But as for you, fear nothing. I am always with you. And know this, too, my daughter, all creatures, whether they know it or not, and whether they want to or not, always fulfill my will. So I think it's very important. Obey, you know? So God works also through their superiors, the archbishop, you know. So maybe that they say, Jesus promised, say, maybe they're not agreeable all the time. Just a peace. Maybe not always ticked, but you have to be obedient and accept what it is. For us also, many times we expect many things and we pray for many things, and as if Jesus is not listening, anything is a blessing. We have to believe that. Once a sudden he saw Jesus in great majesty, and he spoke these words to me. My daughter, if you wish, I will this instant create a new world, more beautiful than this one, and you will live there for the rest of your life. I answered, I don't want any worlds. I want you, Jesus. I want to love you with the same love that you have for me. I begged you for only one thing, to make my heart capable of loving you. Ask for this special grace, this love for Jesus. I'm very much surprised at your offer, my Jesus. What are those worlds to me? Even if you gave me 1,000 of them, what are they to me? You know very well, Jesus, that my heart is dying of longing for you. Everything that is not you is nothing to me. But to have something, to have Jesus, is important. We pray for so many things, much money, we can't see much power, but you know, certainly says something we can control. At that moment, I could no longer see anything, but a strange force took over my soul. A strange fire sprang up in my heart, and I entered into a kind of agony of him. Then I heard these words, with no other soul do I unite myself as closely in such a way as I do with you. And this because of the deep humility and ardent love which you have for me. So this is very personal, the relationship with people. You will find you are the only person who have related to Jesus. But of course, the love of God is individual, personal. Because I read the other book on another Italian woman, Bautista. Also, Jesus shared with her the kind of mutual love. And Jesus also expresses more or less the same. I'm really delighted because you love me so much. As if they are lovers. So Jesus love. So in the human mind, we are just so narrow. Only with you. But Jesus' heart is so big. But it's very personal. You can have the same love with Jesus. Lonely Faustina or lonely the other person. Believe that if this you have the space for Jesus, he has so much space for us too. Oh no, occasion I heard these words within me. Every movement of jihad is known to me. Know, my daughter, that one glance of yours directed at someone else would wound me more than many sins committed by another person. So Jesus expects absolute, unique love for him. Love casts out fear. Since I came to love God with my whole being and with all the strength of my heart, fear has left me. Even if I were to hear the most terrifying things about God's justice, I would not fear him at all, because I have come to know him well. God is love, and his spirit is peace. I see now that my deeds, which have flowed from love, are more perfect than those which I have done out of fear. Many times we do things rightly, but our fear. You don't want to be scolded, and so do the correct things. It's very different than of love. We do the same thing with love. Many times just avoid people criticize. So we do as if you're vigilant of how the other person is observing you. That's not pure love. Self-love. Pure love is for the sake of Jesus, always good intention. I have placed my trust in God and fear nothing. I've given myself over to his holy will. Let him do with me as he wishes, and I will still love him. When I received Holy Communion, I retreat and began a better Savior to heal my tongue, that I may never fail in love of neighbor. The tongue. Small things. Speak worse things in the world can destroy. Jesus, you know how ardently I desire to hide so that no one may know me but your sweetest heart. I want to be a tiny violet hidden in the grass, unknown in a magnificent enclosed garden in which beautiful lilies and rose grow. So just a small flower in the garden. Nobody, observed. Just little thing. The beautiful rose and the lovely lily can be seen from afar. But in order to see a little violet, one has to bend low. Only its scent gives it away. Oh, how happy I am to be able to hide myself in this way. Oh, my divine bridegroom, the flower of my heart and the scent of my pure love are for you. My soul has strengthened itself in you, eternal God. From the moment when you yourself drew me to yourself, oh my Jesus, the more I have longed you, the more ardently I have desired you. If we are not desiring so much about Jesus, because we don't know Jesus very much. Is it true? We don't have to desire, that means you don't know him very well. The more you know, the more as quick as possible come before him. But of course we love him, and then slowly and slowly work as if nothing happened in your life. Well, we have to ask Jesus special grace to know him better so that we can have this love for him in a special way. I learned in the heart of Jesus that in heaven itself there is a heaven to which not all, but only chosen souls have access. Incomprehensible is the happiness in which the soul will be immersed. Oh my God, oh, how I could describe this, even in small little degree. Souls are penetrated by his divinity and pass from brightness to brightness. And unchanging lights, but never monotonous, always new, though never changing. O Holy Trinity, make yourself known to souls. Always new, always refreshed. Our souls always refreshed. Every moment's a new moment. Fresh, not tired, not enough sleep, and still want to sleep again. you know, don't know what to go, hanging around. Always this love. It's always go ahead and fresh, refreshed. Oh my Jesus, nothing is better for the soul than humiliations. In contempt is a secret of happiness. When the soul recognizes that of itself, it is only wretchedness and nothingness, and that whatever it possesses of good is a gift of God. So humility, except failure, still joyful. When a soul sees that everything is given it freely, and that the only thing it has of itself is its own misery, this is what sustains it in a continual act of humble prostration before the majesty of God. Humble. We are angry because we are proud. You're offended. You're proud. If you're offended, you say, "Thank you, Jesus. I really love like you did." And this is the joy. We are not thinking this way. Fight against the peace. And God, seeing the soul in such a disposition, pursues it with his graces. As the soul continues to immerse itself more deeply into the abyss of its nothingness and need, God uses his omnipotence to exalt it. If there is a truly happy soul upon earth, it can only be a truly humble soul. At first, one's self-love suffers greatly on this account. But after a soul has struggled courageously, God granted much light by which it sees how wretched and full of deception everything is. God alone is in its heart. A humble soul does not trust itself, but places all his confidence in God. Let me close it. God defends the humble soul and lets himself into its secrets, and the soul abides in unsurpassable happiness which no one can comprehend. One evening, one of the deceased sisters, who had already visited me a few times, appeared to me. The first time I had seen her, she had been in great suffering, and then gradually these sufferings had diminished. This time she was radiant with happiness, and she told me she was already in heaven. She told me that God has tried our house with tribulation because Mother General had given in to doubts. You know, the superior even given herself to doubt. The community suffer also. So much so, if you behave badly, your family members also suffer. It affects one another. Don't tell yourself, "What this or I, you have, you know, that the soul in heaven told me that God tried our house, put it into trial, no? With tribulation, because Mother General, the name, quotation, Michael, had given in to doubts, not believing what I had said about this soul. Because beforehand, Faustina had informed the Mother General about the deceased sister, about her situation. But the Mother General doesn't believe in her words. So because of this, she went to purgatory and the whole community in trial. And further, as a sign that she only now was in heaven, God will bless our house. When she's in heaven, house blessed. So I think we need to pray for the members, those who died, maybe some of our negligence, they went to purgatory or something like that, you know. So we suffer together. Although it's not purgatory, but kind of purgatory, you know, it's time. Once they go to heaven, we enjoy this peace. So pray hard for the souls, those you need, you know. That's why sometimes a family happens, something wrong, something, maybe, you know, we are not helping the people for sanctity. We are still fighting against one another. So, no good result. God will bless the house, okay. Then she came closer to me, the sister, embraced me sincerely and said, I must go now. I understood how closely the three stages of a soul's life are bound together. That is to say, life on earth, in purgatory, and in heaven, the communion of saints. Three stages. Hopefully you can arrive at this stage, purgatory and heaven. Otherwise, only two stages, earth and hell. Which we choose? Where you choose? Hell or heaven? Of course, it's a hard way, eh? It's a hard way. Even to be a sister, religious sister, still have to go to purgatory. So much so, we are living this world contaminated by all these thoughts, words, hearts. I have noticed many things, many times, that God trials certain people on account of those things about which He spoke to me. For mistrust displeases Jesus. Once, when I saw that God had tried a certain archbishop because he was opposed to the cause and distrust of it, I felt sorry for him and pleaded with God for him, and God relieved his suffering. God is very displeased with a lack of trust in him, and this is why some souls lose many graces. Distrust hurt his most sweet heart, which is full of goodness and incomprehensible love for us. A priest should sometimes be distrustful in order to better ascertain the genuineness of gifts bestowed on a given soul. And when he does so, in order to direct the soul to deeper union with God, his will be a great and incomprehensible reward indeed. But there's a great difference between this and disrespect and distrust of divine graces in a soul, simply because one cannot comprehend and penetrate these things with one's mind. And this letter is displeasing to the Lord. I greatly pity souls who encounter inexperienced priests. So priests can have, you know, when you say something, you come from God. We have to discern whether it's really from God or not from God. But only from the first instance and cut, no way. No way Jesus spoke to you in this way. That's why even the bishop, you know, archbishop doesn't trust in Faustina because she's weak. Some of the small potatoes in the community and not learned. She's not a theologian. So that's why people, well, you can say, look down, in a certain sense. Distress means look down. And, you know, Jesus is displeased with all this. At least have a kind of respect for people, not only for these inspirations, but even one-to-one basis. Kind of respect doesn't mean you have to believe whatever she said and whatever she done. A kind of respect. Who knows? God might through her to tell you something. But you always cut off. No way, no way, no way. At least you have to discern, pray for, open your heart and hold at least that kind of, God works so much. So we have so much to learn from life. Among ourselves. Sometimes, somewhere, maybe God gives you some inspiration for some other things. You share. Of course, you want people to believe in you and trust you. But you will find people doesn't listen, even listen to you. Maybe. One more thing, sir. Once a certain priest asked me to pray for him. Do you ever pray for me?
Yes.
Very much?
Yes.
When you see me, you might say, okay, pray for this poor priest. Every day, just one Hail Mary for me. It's okay, no? Also much better if I want rosary, though. 5 tickets of rosary. Anyway, do as what your sweetheart wants to. Always welcome your prayer. Once a certain priest asked me to pray for him, I promised to pray and asked for a mortification. When I received permission from a certain mortification, I felt a great desire to give up all the graces that God's goodness would intend for me that day in favor of that priest, and asked the Lord Jesus to deign to bestow on me all the sufferings and afflictions, both exterior and spiritual, that the priest would have had to suffer during that day. God partially answered my request, and at once all sorts of difficulties and adversities sprang up out of nowhere, so much so that one of the sisters remarked out loud that the Lord Jesus must have a hand in this, because everyone was trying Sister Faustina. The charges made were so groundless that what some sisters put forward, others denied, while I offered all these incidents on behalf of the priest. So she only prayed, but she offered and suffering. And some extra things comes in. She offered whatever comes in. So suddenly, the people's hitting at her, shouting and, no respect and all the humble things she'll encounter. So when you say you pray for me, are you ready for this also? All the suffering is love, is true love. God knows you. If you offer, God sees everything. Sometimes we hesitate. Oh, why have to suffer for this guy? God has his plan. So, just listen. If you feel something, don't hesitate. If you hear it from God, always a blessing. So, joy belongs to you. No, peace is important. Peace, to have peace. So let us pray for one another. Thank you.